Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Would you please tell me your age?
I'm 84.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give you your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
How often? I'd say probably weekends.
Would you say daily or once a week or twice a month or once a month?
I'd say once a week.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in a form of pot, weed, or concentrated hash or oil?
Probably some every day.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Probably every day there are some.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give you your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Repeat that. I didn't hear the beginning.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
It's never a good thing for teens to use.
Yes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
The next one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Oh, I strongly agree they should.
Okay. The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I don't think parents should let their children use marijuana.
So do you strongly agree or agree?
I strongly agree.
The other one says parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I strongly agree they shouldn't use alcohol.
This one says most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Should allow the parents to, would repeat that. I got a dog barking here.
Sure. Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
To make it illegal?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think it should be illegal.
Do you strongly agree or agree?
Agree.
Okay.
Strongly,
The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Well, I strongly agree parents shouldn't let their children use alcohol.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. The other one says parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Yes, they should. Yes, strongly agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you
I strongly agree it's not a good idea.
Okay. The other one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yes, they should.
Do you strongly agree or agree?
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Would you repeat that?
Sure. This one here says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yes, I agree. Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I strongly agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Yes, it should be illegal.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree. It's not a good idea. Bad idea.
The other one says, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Of course not. It's not a good thing.
Do you strongly agree or agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. This one here says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree, strongly agree. Are these all repeats?
No, ma'am, no. The other one says, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Of course it's not. I agree, it's not a good idea.
Okay, and thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree. Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree they shouldn't supply.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Of course not. I agree strongly.
This other one here says, my community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Should not provide their children with alcohol? Of course I don't agree with that.
Okay. This other one here says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Of course not. I strongly agree. No.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Of course not.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are almost done here. Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Oh, maybe once a half a year I might have a glass of wine.
Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form?
Oh, of course, never, never.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-vapes?
Never, never.
Okay. And now just the last few questions. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Where would I see that message?
Okay. So, never?
I guess so. I guess.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself? A white, Hispanic, or Latino, African-American, or black, Asian?
White American.
And as a token of our appreciation, the CAPE Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Iron Range of Road Cyclists, Virginia Community Foundation, and 11th Community Foundation.
The Virginia Community Foundation.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.